This is the Texas Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is a Texas Oilfield Review heard in the Crude Life Content Network. On today's episode, we talk with Lee Tillman, CEO of Marathon Oil Corporation and member of the board of directors. Tillman talks about natural gas and the future of natural gas globally, how he sees it going, and how much it costs. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Lee Tillman, CEO of Marathon Oil, right here on the Texas Oilfield Review.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think the gas market globally is certainly getting more liquid than it ever has been. You know, LNG does have the ability to connect. It used to be, you know, pipeline gas was very much a domestic, local market play. Now, with the advent of LNG technologies, the scale that's been generated in some of the projects like in the Middle East, you know, those molecules can be competitive around the world. What I will tell you, though, it's still very expensive to land a molecule of gas in Southeast Asia. When you look at the cost of, you know, basically at the wellhead, the upstream cost, when you look at the cost of liquefaction, transportation, and then regasification, you can very quickly get to a cost of supply that's, you know, in the $10 to $11 mark. So you have to be competitive in that space. So even though we may have relatively low Henry Hub prices here, when you translate that into an Asian market, that's going to start looking more like $10 or $11 just for there to be some margin for profitability there. But I do see the gas market getting much tighter than it has been in the past. And it's on the back of really technology innovations in the LNG business, whether it's here in the U.S. or west coast of Australia or Australia, all of those places are starting to contribute. So,
to listen to the full-length interview with Lee Tillman, CEO of Marathon Oil Corporation and member of the board of directors, or to listen to other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Texas Oilfield Review is on social media. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. From the staff at the Texas Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.
The Texas Oilfield Review is sponsored by thecrudelife.com.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.